The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Ta'anit, Daf Chav Gimal. Today's Daf is being studied, Le'ali Nishmat, Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied, Refuah Shelema, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Sophia Shafia, Enna Refanalo, Betoch Shear Chole Amo Yisrael, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Chav Gimal Amud Rishon, and we are exactly 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top. Ma'aseh sheshalchu lechoni ha-ma'agal. The Gemara now is going to discuss the story of Choni ha-ma'agal. Literally means Choni the circle maker. And we'll see exactly why they called him Choni the circle maker. Taru Rabbanan, we have a braita. Pamachat, one time, yatsa rov adar. The majority of the month of Adar passed, ve'lo yardu gishamim, and there was no rain yet in Eretz Israel. It's a crisis. Shalchu lechoni ha-ma'agal. So they sent message to Choni the circle maker. Now, why did they send the message to him? So the Ayun Yaakov explains is because they were certain that his tefillah is going to be accepted because he was a Hasid and he was gadol ador and he had good ma'asim tovim. And also he says shayam mitzair atzmo lavin devre Torah. He would pain himself to understand the Vrei Torah, vilired le'omka shel halakha im talmidav, and he would go to the depths of the halakha with his students. So therefore they went to Choni ha-ma'agal to pray. Hitpalel v'yardu geshamim. So they went to Choni ha-ma'agal in order to pray that the rain should... The rain should come. So let's start again. Taru Rabbanan. Pam achat yatzar rov adar v'lo yardu geshamim. Shalchu lechoni ha-ma'agal. So they sent Choni ha-ma'agal. Hitpalel v'yardu geshamim. That he should pray and the rain should come down. Hitpalel. So he prayed. V'lo yardu geshamim. But nothing happened. It didn't work. It didn't rain. Ag ruga. So he made for himself a circle. He drew a circle on the ground. Ve'amad betocha, and he stood in the circle. Kederech she'asa Habakkuk ha-Navi. He learned this from the prophet Habakkuk. One time Habakkuk was having a question to God. Why does God punish the tzaddikim and reward the Rishaim? Why is this Sadiq Vira'lo and Rasha' Vitovlo? So he wanted to know the answer. So he made a circle, Habakkuk, and he stood in the circle. He says, I'm not leaving the circle until you give me an answer. So the same thing Choni ha-ma'agal did. He drew a circle, he stood in the circle. Like it says in the Navi, Shneimar al Mishmarti e'imoda v'tyaseva al Masor. Like the prophet said, I'm going to stand in my place until I get an answer. Amar lefanav. So he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Choni ha-ma'agal talking, Ribono shel Olam, Banecha samu penehem alai. Your children have put their trust and faith in me. They've turned to me, actually. She'ani keben bayit lefanecha. Says, because I am like a ben bayit, which means I'm like one that lives in your house. I'm close to you, which means not that I'm the greatest rabbi of the generation, chas v'shalom. He's saying, well, I'm like an eved that has access to the king's palace, and therefore they came to me because they don't have the inns in your palace. And therefore, nishba ani b'shemcha gadol, I swear in your name, your great name, she'en izaz mikan, I'm not leaving the circle, ad shetarachem al banecha, until you have mercy on your children, meaning until you bring the rains. Hitchilu geshamim menatefin. So it started to drizzle. Amru lo talmidav. So the students saw the drizzling. They said, this is not what they want. The drizzling, they're not going to make it. They said, Rabbi, ra'inucha velo namut. We want to see you and we don't want to die. Which means we want to see you be successful in bringing us the rain and we don't want to die. I mean, if this is what you're doing, bringing drizzling rain, that's not enough. That she says, ra'inucha velo namut. Nir'e otcha. We want to see you velo namut. B'nichuta shtadel shelo namut. Please try and see to it that we don't die. But because of the drought. Kimdumin anu she'en geshemim yordin. So the student said, must be that the only reason why God is bringing down even drizzling rains, ela lahatir shivu'atcha, only because God doesn't want you to make a full swear. Because you swore that you're not leaving the circle. So, okay, rain, this is it. But he doesn't really want to give the rain. So we're in trouble. Amar. So Honiya Magan says Amar lefanav. Actually, you have to add those words. He tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo kach she'alti. No, God, I didn't ask for this. Ela gishme borot shichinu me'arot. I want the rains to fill up the reservoirs. Yardu beza'af. So they came down in force. Ad shekol tipa v'tipla kimlo pihabit. Which means each drop was the size of the opening of a barrel. V'shi'aru hachamim. And the rabbis calculated it. She'en tipa pehutam milog. Which means each tipa was the size of a log. Now, log is like 16 ounces, which is a lot of, actually 12 ounces, which is a lot for each drop. Amru lo talmidav. So the students came to him and said, Rabbi, ra'inucha velo namut. Again, we want to see you try to get us the right race, but we don't want to die. Kimdumin anu she'en geshrim yordim ila le'abed ha'olam. Sounds like these, it looks like these rains over here are coming down to destroy the world. Amal lefanav, so Honi tells Borei Olam, lo kach she'alti, that's not what I asked for. Ela gishme ratzon beracha udava, I want the right rains. Beracha, rains of blessing and goodness. Yardu ketiknan. All of a sudden the rain started to come down the right way. Ad she'alu kol ha'am l'harabayit b'nei geshamim. There was so much rain that they had to go to the high place in Yerushalayim, harabayit. So it was raining and raining and raining, so they didn't want to get flooded. So they had to go to the high areas. Amru lo Rabbi. So then they told Honiya Magal, Keshem shetpalalta sheyirdu. Just like you prayed that the rain should come down, kach etpalel veyilchu lahem. Now pray that they should go away. We have enough. Amar lahem, kach mekubbelani. I have a tradition. She'en mitpalelim al rov hatoba. When you have an abundance of good, you don't pray for abundance of good to stop. The rain is good. You don't pray for the rain to stop. Afal pichem. He says, even so, haviu li par hoda'a. Now there's two interpretations of what this par hoda'a is. Either it means, bring a par, in order that we could make simicha on it, which means that's to put your hands on the animal, and you bring it as a shilamim. Because Honiya Magal in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. So we bring a Qurban Hoda as Thanksgiving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle for us. We have to bring an animal as a Qurban to thank Borei Olam. Others explain that he was going to ask God for forgiveness. Par Hoda meaning to make vidui. Why? Because he was going to ask God to stop the rain. Normally you don't ask for stopping of the rain. But the people, they wanted him to stop the rain. So okay, first we have to ask God for forgiveness because we're really not supposed to pray for this. So bring a par hoda'a. Heviyu lo par hoda'a. Samach shetei yadav alav. He put his two hands on the animal. Ve'amar lefanav. Ribono shel olam. Amecha Yisrael she'oseta mimisrayim. The nation that you took out of Misrayim. Enam yecholim, they cannot sustain la'amod, to stand lo berov tova velo berov puranut, which means obviously they took out of Egypt, they cannot take extremes, they cannot take too much good and they cannot take too much bad. For example, when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, God gave them the slav, God gave them meat, and they complained about it. That was too much good, and God tested them with the waters. Bitter waters, they couldn't take that either. Which is, boy, Am Yisrael cannot take extreme situations. Ka'asta alehim. When you get angry at them, enam yecholim la'amod. They cannot stand. Hishpata alehim. When you give them beracha, toba, enam yecholim la'amod. Yirasom lefanecha, sheyifseku ha'gishamim. Please, God, I'm praying, let the rain stop. V'yeh refach ba'olam. And let the world have beracha. Let it have peace. Miyad nishbah ruwa. All of a sudden, the wind came immediately. V'nit pazru avim, the clouds scattered. V'zarha hama, and the sun came out. V'yaseu ha'am l'sadeh, and the people went out to the fields. V'eviu lehem kimehinu petriot. Already grew in the fields truffles and mushrooms and things like that, where they were able to eat them. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shattach. So Shimon ben Shattach sent Honiya Magal a message. El male Honi ata. If you were not known to be Honiya Magal, the big tzaddik that you are, gozrani alecha nidui. I put you in excommunication. Why? He says like this. The way Gaon de Vilna adds the words there. Velo od ela. He says, not only that, he would put him in nidui because the way he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask for that. Who are you talking to? Which means, Borei Olam brought the drizzling. Lo kach she'alti. Right. Then he brought the strong rains. Lo kach she'alti. What do you mean? You don't talk to God like this? So he says, if you weren't Honiya Ma'agad, that we know you're a tzaddik, We put you in the nidui. Not only that, if these were the years, let's say, by like in Eliyahu and Avi's time, we learned in the times of Ahav, Eliyahu and Avi had the keys to the rain. And he stopped the rain for 3 years from coming. So he says, if you were living in the times of Eliyahu and Avi, where Eliyahu and Avi made a swear, he's not bringing the rain, and you made a swear that you're not getting out of the circle, and you are going to bring the rain, which means you would have made a halul Hashem, because somebody over here is going to be a liar. Because if Eliyahu Nabi says, I swear there's not going to be rain, and you come along and say, I swear there is going to be a rain, somebody over here is going to be proven wrong. Because he's trying to tell him that by you coming along and saying, I swear I'm not leaving, you put yourself in a potential halul Hashem. Let's say the rains wouldn't have come. Let's say when I'm having certain gezerah, and the rains were not supposed to come, you would have made yourself look bad. But then what does he say? About I say, Lecha, no, what am I going to do to you? She'ata mithatel ifnei ha-makom. You misbehave in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'oseh Lecha resuncha. And still, he does your will. Keben she'mithateh al abiv. Just like a child that misbehaves to his father. Ve'oseh lo resuncha. And even though the child is spoiled, the father still does the son's will. Ve'omer lo, Abba, holicheni l'rachatzeni b'hamim. Take me to go to the bathhouse to bathe in hot water. And the empty takes him to the bathhouse in hot water. The son says, now, shatfeni besonin. Now, pour the cold water. Give me a cold bath. Tenli egozim. I want nuts. Shikedim. I want almonds. Afarsikim. I want peaches. Vidimonim and pomegranates. Vinotendo. Hey, whatever the kid wants, the father gives. Da'alecha katuv omer. On you, the pasuk says, Yismach abicha ve'imecha. Your father is happy from you and your mother. The mother in this case is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is happy because they have Choniyah Ma'agal, because of his prayers, they brought the rain. Ve'tagel yolatecha. And your parents, the one that bore you, will be happy, which means that is his physical mother. Taru Rabbanan. Ma shalchu b'nei l'shkat ha'gazit l'choniyah ma'agal. The rabbis of the Lashkat HaGazit. Lashkat HaGazit is the office where the Sanhedrin sat. Which is after Choniyah Ma'agal was able to bring the rains. It was a tremendous miracle. So the rabbis of the Sanhedrin sent a message to Choniyah Ma'agal. What did they send him? The Tigzar Omer ve'yakim lach. They quoted him with Pasuk in Tehilim. Ve'al derachecha noga or. What does this pasuk mean? V'tegzar omer, a person makes a gezerah, a decree, ata gazalta melemata, v'kadosh baruch hu mekayem ma'amarcha melemala. You made a decree on earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled it in the heavens. V'tegzar omer, you made a decree, v'yakim lach, and it was fulfilled. V'al derachecha noga or, and on the road there was much light, Dor shehaya afel, the generation that was darkened because of the drought, because there was no rains, he'arta b'tfilatecha. Now you brought brightness to them because of your tefillah. Now he quotes the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, ki ishpilo v'tomer gava, because he was lowered and now you elevated. Dor shaya shafel, the generation that was low because of the troubles that they had, higbahato b'tfilatcha, you elevated it because of your tefillah. And then the pasuk continues, v'shach einayim yoshia. What does this mean? So the Gemara explains, dor sheshach ba'avono. Shach means was bent over, was kafuf, was lowered because of their sins, and that's why the rains didn't come. Hoshahta b'tfilatcha. So that's v'shach enayim yoshia. The one that was lowered because of the sins, yoshia, you brought salvation. Then the end of the pasuk says, yimalet inaki. Dor shelo haya naki, the generation that was not clean, meaning because of its sins, melateto b'tfilatcha. You saved it as a result of your prayers. V'nimlat bebor kapecha, that's the end of the pasuk, melateto, you saved it, b'ma'asi adecha berurin, with your fine deeds. So therefore the Sanhedrin obviously sent the message to Choniyah Ma'agal saying, Chazak Baruch, you did a great job, God listens to your prayers on earth, you turned the dark situation into a light situation, you lifted Klal Yisrael that was low, and you caused a generation that was not clean because of sin, but because of your good deeds, you were able to bring them salvation. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yohanan, kol yamav shel oto tzaddik, all the years, or all the days of the tzaddik Choniyah Ma'agan, hayam mitzta'er al mikraze. He was bothered by the following pasuk. He didn't know the pshat in the following pasuk. Shir ha-ma'alot b'shuv Hashem et shivat Zion hayinu kecholemim. It says that David HaMelech prophesies that when the Jewish people are going to go back to Zion, after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, it's going to be like a dream. Now, we know the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There were 70 years between the first Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash. So David HaMelech says that the 70 years in between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni is going to be like a dream. Hayinu keholemim. B'shuv Hashem et shivat Zion. When we come back to Zion, hayinu keholemim, it's going to be like a dream. So what was his problem with the pasuk? Amar, mi'ika denayim shiv'in shenin b'chelma. Is it possible to have a 70-year dream? Does anybody go to sleep for 70 years and have a dream for so long? Yom ha'ad, so one day, hava ka'azal be'orcha. One young guy was walking on the road. Hazya la'u gabra. He saw a man, da'avan nata haruba. He was planting a carob tree. Amar le, so he tells him, hay ad kama shenin ta'in. How many years is it going to take for this tree to produce carob? Amar le, ad shivim shenin. It doesn't take 70 years to produce. Amar le, peshita lach dehayit shivim shenin. What, so pashut you're going to live 70 years? Meaning you're planting a tree, you're an old man now, you're going to live 70 years to eat the fruit? Amar le, so he tells him, ana, alma ana, hay gabra alma beharuba ashkahte. He says, when I was in this world, there were caribs already here from before, which is when I was born, there were carob trees there, which means people before me planted them for me.
Right.
Just like my parents planted for me, I'm going to plant for my children. Which I don't think I'm going to eat them, but my children, my grandchildren, they'll eat it. Yativ kakarich lifta. So Choniyah Ma'agan sat down by the carob tree and he ate bread. He had the breakfast, whatever it is. He had the sauda. All of a sudden a rock came from behind him. Neem, and he fell asleep on the rock, next to the rock. He fell asleep. And now all of a sudden the rock came and covered him and surrounded Choniyah Ma'agan. So now he wasn't visible. Nobody was able to see him. He was covered from visibility. And he slept for 70 years. God was giving his answer. Well, you had a question. Is it possible for a person to sleep for 70 years and dream? Say, okay, you want to see? So now, Choniyah Ma'agan, he fell asleep for 70 years. Kikam, when he woke up, Hazya lahu gabra, dahabak kamelaket minayu. So he saw a guy standing at that same carob tree, picking the caribs, taking carob trees off. Amar le, atu deshatelte. Are you the guy that planted this tree? Amar le bar bere ana. I'm the grandson. The bar bere ana. Amar le. So Choni realized what happened. He said, "Shma mina de naime shavim shenin." He says, "Must be I slept for 70 years." He says, "I remember 70 years ago this guy's grandfather planting the tree. Now I woke up. I see the guy, his grandson, eating the fruit." He says, "Must be I slept for 70 years." Hazal le hamre. He saw his donkey that he had. He had a whole farm now of little donkeys. So he says, must be that the donkey that he had gave birth and multiplied to many donkeys. So he went home, he went back to his house. Amar lehu bered Choniyah Ma'agan mikayam. He tells his family members, is Choniyah Ma'agan's son still alive? Once his son is still around. Is Choniyah Ma'agan's son alive? Amru le bere leta. No. Choniyah Ma'agan's son, he's not around anymore. Bar bere ita. But his grandson is alive. Amar lehu, ana Choniyah Ma'agan. He says, what do you mean? He says, I am Choniyah Ma'agan. Lo heminu. They didn't believe him. What do you mean? The guy's going to come along now and say, I'm Choniyah Ma'agan? They didn't believe him. Azal lebet ha-midrash. So he went to the Beit HaMidrash. He wants to go learn something. Shama'inu l'rabbanan d'ka'amre. So he heard the rabbis in the Beit HaMidrash, they were saying the following. Nehirin shma'atetin k'bishne choniyah ma'agal. It says, today we have such clarity in the learning It's like the years when Huniya Ma'agal was around. Because when Huniya Ma'agal was in the Beit HaMidrash, he had all the answers. Everything was clear. So today we have clarity in the learning like the years of Huniya Ma'agal. They were reminiscing. They said when Huniya Ma'agal used to come to the Beit HaMidrash, Kol kushiyad havilu rabbanan. Any question that the rabbis had, hava mefarik lihu. He would answer it. So amar lihu ananihu. He says, I'm Huniya Ma'agal. Lo eminuhu. They didn't believe him. Velo avdele yekara kindebaile. And they didn't give him the proper respect. They didn't treat him like Huniya Ma'agal. They thought he's a regular guy. They didn't give him the proper kavod that was deserving to him. So the Gemara says, Hanaj da'te. He got depressed. He got upset because of this. Ba'el hameh, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umit, and he died. So he couldn't take the agony of being Huniya Ma'agal and no one knowing
that it's him.
And therefore it caused him a lot of pain. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take his life. Amar Rava, haynu de'amre inshem. This is what the people say. O havruta, oh mituta, which means, what does this mean over here? Which means like this, if a person has a friend or a study partner, that's good. But if you don't have friends and people who know who you are, better to have death. Oh havruta, oh mituta. So here, Huniya Ma'agal is going along to say, I'm Huniya Ma'agal, we don't know who you are. He has no friends, nobody is wants accepted that he's Huniya Ma'agal. So he says, oh havruta, oh mituta, better to have death than to have this situation over here where they did not know who he was. Right? Because he didn't get the right, the proper kavod. Now the Gemara goes on and tells us another story. Comes the Gemara and says, now, it should be pointed out, there's an interesting Maharsha over here. The reason why he had to ask Rahamim to be taken out of the world, because it was not his time to die yet. The Maharsha says that those 70 years that he slept was not counted for his life. They didn't take those 70 years into account. So really he had more life to live. But because they didn't know who he was, so therefore he was suffering, and therefore he prayed to be taken away. Comes the Gemara now, tells a story about his grandson, Abba Hilkiah. There was a rabbi called Abba Hilkiah. Bar Bereh de Choni HaMa'agal Hava. He was the grandson of Choni HaMa'agal. V'chi mistarich alma limitra, when the world needed rain, havu mishadre rabbanan legabe. The rabbi would send messengers to Abba Hilkiah, uba'ir hameh, and Abba Hilkiah would pray, v'atimitra, and the rain would come. Zimna chada, one time, it's tarech alma limitra. So the world needed rain. Shadu rabbanan zugad rabbanan legabe limivayeh rahameh. He saw the rabbi sent a pair of rabbis to Abba Hilkiah that he should pray for the situation. Dinitimitra, so the rain will come. Azul they went, lebeteh, they went to Abba Hilkiah's house. Vila ashkahu, he wasn't home. They didn't find him. Azul bidabra, so they went to the fields. Vashkihu dava karafik, he was hoeing, meaning he had his shovel in his hand, and he's digging, he's working in the field. Yavu le shalma. So the rabbis, they see Abba Hilkiah, shalom aleichem. They give the rabbi shalom. Velo asbar lehu apeh. He didn't even give them a face. He didn't even turn around. He made believe he didn't even look at. He didn't even answer them. He acting strange. Bepanya, which means when it got close to the evening, kiavam mentkit sibe. Now he's gone home. So he's taking with him wood. Sibe is wood. Darat sibe umara behad kitfa. He took the wood and the mara's the shovel, and he put it on one shoulder, right? The gilima behad kitfa, and his gilima, his robe that he had, he put on the other shoulder. Now that was strange, only because you'd think that he put the robe on his shoulder first, like a cushion, and then put the wood
on top
of it. Instead, no, he put the wood on his shoulders and with the shovel, and then he puts the gilima on the other shoulder. They don't see what he's doing. Kula urha, the whole road, lo sayim misane. He's walking home, this Abba Hilkiah, he wasn't wearing shoes the whole time. Benish Chai said, but he was wearing socks. Ki matele maya, when he got to the stream of water, sayim misane. He puts on his shoes and he walks through the water. Again, strange behavior. Ki matale hisme vehige, when he got to an area that's like with thorns, in the bushes, they had like thorn bushes there. Dalinu lemane. So what did he do? He picked up his robe that he had wearing, and now the thorns are cutting his feet. So they can't understand, what are they doing? Like, he should have left his robe down to protect him. Kimata lemata. So the Gemara says, when he came back to the city, nafka debitu le'ape. His wife came out to greet him. She came out all beautiful with the jewelry and makeup. It's strange. He's a rabbi. His wife comes out to greet him in such a way. When he got to his house, first his wife walked into the house. Then he walked in second. Then the rabbis walked in third, which is also strange. How come they didn't invite the rabbis in first? How come he didn't invite them in first? We'll see it. How come he walked in front, in back of his wife? Normally, the halakha says a man is not supposed to walk behind a lady. The man is supposed to walk in front. So the rabbis were perplexed by all this strange behavior. But it continues. Yativ. So now what happened? They sat. Vekari chrifta. Now they're having bread. Velo amar lehu rabbanan tu keruchu. He didn't invite the rabbis. He didn't tell the rabbis, please have some bread. He sat down to eat with his family. He didn't invite the hakamim. Palag rifta liyinuke. Now he started giving the bread to his children. Lekeshisha to the oldest son, Hada. He gave him one loaf. Uzutra to the youngest son, Tre. He gave him two loaves. Amar lihu dedebitu. So now he tells his wife, Yada'na derabbanan mishum mitra ka'atu. So I know what the rabbis are here for. The rabbis are here to ask me to pray for the rain. Nisak le'igra. Let's go up to the roof. V'niv'ir l'hameh. Let's pray before they ask us. Let's just pray for the rain. Efshar demiratzeh kadosh baruch hu. Could be a kadosh baruch hu will be appeased. V'yeteh mitra. And I'll bring the rain. V'lo na'azik t'muta le'nafshin. And we won't have to take credit for it. Which means that they were very humble, modest people.
Before they ask,
let's go up there, we'll pray. They won't know we're praying. The rain will come. We'll come downstairs. And then the rabbis will ask us. We'll say, well, what are you asking us for? It's raining already. You don't need that with the tefillot. Saku le'igra. So they went up to the roof. Kam ihu b'hada zavita. So he stood in one corner praying. V'ihi b'hada zavita. And she stood in another corner. Kadim saluk anane mehak zavita didibitu. And the cloud started to come. From which corner? From the corner of where his wife was standing. So it seems that his wife had a bigger zechut than he did. Kinahid, now he came downstairs. Amar lehu. So now he starts to talk. He tells the rabbis, Amai atu rabbanan. Rabbis, what are you doing here? Amru le shadri lan rabbanan legabe demor. The rabbi sent us to the master. Lemifayir hameh amitra. That you should pray for the rains. Amar lehu, Baruch hamakom shelo hitzlich etchem la'abah halkiyah. Baruch Hashem, you don't need me. It's raining. Amru le, they tell Rabbi, you can't hide it from us. Yada'ina dimitra mahmat morhu da'ata. We know what you did. We know the rains are coming because of you. Ela lemalan mor. Could you explain to us, Master? Hani mile ditmihalan. We have certain things that we're amazed. We're wondering your behavior. Could you explain it to us? Number one, my tama ki avina de mor shalma. How come when we gave you shalom, when we saw you in the field, lo asbar lan mor ape? You didn't even turn your head to us. You didn't even ignore us. Amar lehu, he answers, sechir yom havai. I'm getting paid by the day. I'm getting paid by the hour. Ve'amina lo ifgar. And I said, I'm not going to waste the time. Which means the guy who's paying me is paying me to work 60-minute hours. Now I'm going to start saying shalom to you. That's stealing. And if I wasn't allowed to say, because it's not honest in business. Okay? Umay ta'ma dara mor tzive ahar kitfe. How come you put the wood on your shoulder? V'gilima ehad kitfe. And you put the gilima on the other shoulder. How come you didn't put it underneath it? Amalehu talit she'ula haita. Because really this gilima was borrowed. Le'achi sha'ale, I borrowed it for wearing. Ula'achi lo sha'ale, but I didn't borrow it to use it as a cushion to put the wood and the shovel. So if it's also gezela, I'm not allowed to use an item that I borrowed it for one thing and use it for a different purpose.
My ta'ama kune urha lo sayem mor misane. How come the whole time you were walking, you weren't wearing shoes? V'chimate lemaya sayem misane. When you got to the waters, you put on the shoes. Amar dehu. Kula urha hazina. The whole way I'm walking, I don't have to wear shoes. I can see exactly what's on the road. I see where the thorns are. I see where the pebbles are. So I could watch myself. However, bimaya lo kahazina. But in the water, I don't know what's on the bottom of the water. Maybe there's fish, maybe there's snakes, maybe there's rocks. So I have to protect my feet. So therefore you saw he did not wear the shoes. In the olden days, they were very careful. They didn't want to wear out their shoes. So they only wore them when they needed to. It says, in the water, I got to wear it because I can't see what's on the bottom of the ocean. My tama ki mata mor lehizmevehige. How come when you got to the thorns, dalinu lemane, you picked up your robe, you should have just walked through it. Amar lehu ze ma'ale arucha veze ena ma'ale arucha, which means if I cut myself on my legs, it's ma'ale arucha, it'll heal. However, if I rip my robe, it doesn't heal. I can't fix it. Once you tear the robe, it's finished. So therefore, I'd rather cut myself than have the robe get torn. My ta'ama ki mata mor le mata. How come when we got to the city, nafka di bitu de mor ki kimer kashta? Your wife came out, she was all beautiful, she came out all dressed up. Amar lehu, kede shelo eten einai b'isha acheret. So I don't look at another wife, another lady. Which means, my wife is protecting me from Avon. She comes dressed pretty, so I go look at her. So I don't have any yetzirah to go look at somebody else. My ta'ama, Aila hi beresha v'hadar ayil mor abatra v'hadar aylin an anan. The order that you walked in the house. How come you let your wife go in first, then you walked in second, and you let us go in last? She says, normally the balabai should go in first, especially you're not supposed to walk behind a lady, even if it's your wife. So the Gemara says, Amar lehu mishum delo batkituli. So I don't know who you are. Which means if I'm going to go into the house first, then I'm leaving you outside with my wife alone. I don't know who you are. I don't know you people. I don't know if you people are trustworthy. And therefore, I couldn't do that. Now, if I'm going to let you to go into the house first, I don't know who you are. You're in my house alone. So therefore, I had to first protect my wife. She goes in the house first. Now she's alone in the house without anybody. I go in after so I can protect her. And then you come in last. So therefore, he gave a good interpretation. So comes the Gemara and says, right, that she says that we have a rule. Kol Adam yeh be'anecha kilistim. Until you know who a person is, you have to treat him as if he's a thief in your eyes. And therefore, I don't know who you people are. You look like rabbis, but I don't know if you're really legitimate or not. So they've had to protect. My tama ki karich mor rifta. How come when you sat down to have the food, lo amar lan itu keruchu? How come you didn't say, have something to eat? Mishum de lo nefisha rifta. He said, because really there wasn't enough bread for everybody. Ve'amir and I said, lo ahzik pehu berabbanan tibuta bechinam. I didn't want you to owe me something for nothing. Which means, what's going to happen? They're going to come along and he's going to tell the rabbis, oh, b'chabot, have something to eat. And they're going to realize that maybe there's not enough. Rabbis say, no, thank you. But now, meanwhile, you're going to owe me something because I offered you. So therefore, I didn't want to offer you something that you're going to be obligated to pay me back, knowing that I didn't have. So I didn't want to put you in a position that you're going to have to give me a favor. So therefore, I didn't offer you. My ta'ama yahib mor liyinuka kishisha hada rifta velizutratre. Why did you give the younger son two loaves of bread and the older son you only gave one loaf? Amar dehu, hi ka'ebe beta. The older son, he's home all day long. He can eat all day long from the house. Ve'hi, but the younger one, yati bebe kinishta. He's in the school all day. They don't give him lunch in school, so he comes home hungry. Therefore, I have to give him two loaves because he doesn't have the food. ומי תאמא קדימ סלוק ענני מהד זביתה דאבד קיימא דיביתו דמור לענני דידה. How come the clouds, they came from your wife's side first before your side when you went up to pray? So he says, she says, משום דאיתתה שכיחה בביתה. Because the wife is home all day, right? She's found in the house. When an ani comes to the house for food, what does the wife give him? bread, ready-made food. And the hana is immediate. Which means the ani could take the bread right away and eat it. However, I'm in the field all day long. If ani comes to me, what do I give him? I don't have bread on me. I give him money. And therefore the hana is not immediate. He has to take the money and cash it in to go buy bread. So therefore, since her hana'a is immediate, so the hana'a for the rain came from her side, because her tzedakah is better than my tzedakah. Iname, or another interpretation, hanehu, why she is had the zechut. Hanehu biryone dehavu b'shibbutan. There were certain biryone. Biryone are like bullies, troublemakers that were living in the neighborhood. Ana ba'ira hame dilimutu. I pray to God that they should die. It seems they were giving the rabbi a hard time. But she prayed differently. She prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu that they should make teshuvah. And what happened? And they made teshuvah. And therefore, since she has rahmanut on these people, even though they're not worthy, so therefore, Borei Olam said, the zikut of the rain, even though the people might not be worthy, is going to come from the wife's side. Now the Gemara tells another story. Hanan al-Nihba. There was a rabbi called Hanan al-Nihba. Literally, is Hanan the one that hides himself? Who was he? Bar Barthe de Honi Amagal. He was also the grandson of Honi Amagal. He was the son of Honi's daughter. Okay? What's the story with him? Again, when the world needed rain, havu mishadre rabbanan yinuke deberav legabe. When the world needed rain, the rabbis would send the little kids to go ask him for the rain. Why would they send little kids? Because if they would send big rabbis, he would hide himself, because he didn't want the hakamim to come to him and give him all the kavod. But when they send little kids, so he wouldn't think that they're coming for anything serious, maybe. So he wouldn't hide from them, and he'd be able to, he'd be available for them. That's what Mefarshim explains. Now she says also the children, when they ask for rain, the rabbi becomes more compassionate because he feels bad for the children that they don't have rain. So they were to make him his heart a little softer. So that's why they did it. Okay. And the Maharsha says that even if he would hide, the children are not embarrassed. They would go into the Beit HaKiseh even to get him. So therefore, they sent the children, because the adults, if he's going to hide in the bathroom, let's say, they're not going to go into the bathroom after. But the children, they're going to go after him. So therefore, they would send the children. In any event, the children would hold on to the corner of his gilima, of his robe. They'd pull on it. And what would they say? They would say, Abba, Abba, Daddy, Daddy, have lan mitra. Please, we need rain. That's what they would do to him. Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this rabbi, Hanan al-Nihma, would say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Aseh bishvil elu. Bring the rain because of these children. She'en makirin ben abadia hid mitra. They don't know the difference between the father that does bring the rain, which is you, and the father that doesn't bring the rain, which is me. They're calling me Abba Abba, give me rain. Please, they don't know, I'm not the father that can bring the rain. So do it for their sake. So the Gemara says, why do they call him Hanan, the one that hides? Two interpretations. Either he was very modest in the bathroom. The bathroom they used to have in a private area, but still, even though it was in a private area, he was mahbi atzmo. He was very modest. He didn't uncover himself more than he had to. Or, like we learned earlier, that whenever the hachamim would come to speak to him, he would run away from them. He was humble. He didn't want the hachamim to give him all the kavod, so he would run to the bet. He said, "Amar le Rabbi Zrika le Rab Safra." Rab Zrika tells Rab Safra, "Ta hazeh." Come and see. Ma ben takife dara the Israel le haside de Babel. Look at the difference between the strong rabbis, the takifim, the strong rabbis of Eretz Israel. Compare them to the hasidim of Babel. Right, what's the difference between the rabbis of Israel and the rabbis of Babel? Haside de Babel, who were the great rabbis of Babel? Rav Huna and Rav Hizda, those two rabbis. Ki avam matzrich or mestarich al mal mitra, when the world needed rain, Amri, what did they say? What did they do? They said, Nichnif, let's gather hadadeh together, ונבער החמה. And we'll pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא. אפשר דמרצה הקדוש ברוך הוא. Maybe God will be appeased. דייתם מטרה. Which means in Eretz Bavel, when they needed to pray for the rains, the two rabbis, Rav Huna and Rav Chasda, they came together and they prayed in order to bring the rain. However, תקיפד הרד ישראל, the great rabbis of Israel, כגון רבי יונה, like the rabbi called רבי יונה, אבו דרבי מנה, who's the father of רבי מנה. כי אבא מסתריך על מה למטרה, when the world needed rain, what did he do? הבא עייל לביתה, he would come to his house, ואמר להו, הבו לי גואלקי, give me the גואלקי. What is the גואלקי? So that's like a sack, like a bag. Ve'izil ve'aitile bezuza, and I'm going to go now to the marketplace, and for a zuz I'm going to buy ibura. Ibura is wheat, which means he would come home. He was very modest, Rabbi Yona. He would come along and tell his family, "Do me a favor, give me the bag. I'm going to go to the store now, and I'm going to buy you wheat for a zuz." Okay? Ki avana fik lebara, when he would go out, azil bekae bedukta amikta, he would go to a very deep place to pray. Why do we go to a deep place to pray? Dichtiv memaamakim kiraticha Hashem, because the pasuk says you're supposed to cry, call out to God from the depths, from the low areas. Vekae bedukta siniha, and he would stand in a very modest place. Umchase besaka, and he would take that sackcloth and he would wear it. So you see how humble he was. He would trick his family. He would tell his family, "Give me a sack. I want to go to the market and buy some wheat." So he wasn't doing that. He was doing it so he could go pray. Because in the old days when they used to pray, they put sackcloth on their body like they were mourning. Then therefore he would go hide out into a certain field and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain and put the sackcloth on him. And the rains would come. So they're showing you how humble the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael were. Where the rabbis in Bethel, they went together in public and they prayed. The rabbis in Israel, they went in hiding without anybody knowing. Ki aba atu lebete, when he would come back to his house, amri le aite mor ibura. They said, "Dad, where's the wheat? You didn't buy the wheat." Amar lehu amina, he would say, "You know, I said to myself, huil ve'atam mitra, now that it started to rain, hashta ravah alma. Now there's going to be a beracha in the world. Vitu, and therefore, why do I have to spend so much money? I'll wait till the prices go down." Which means he would give them the excuse, "No, I didn't buy yet because I'll wait till the prices go down. Now because now there is rain." Little did they know that he's the one that brought the rain because of his tefillot. Okay. Furthermore, Rabbi Mane, there was a rabbi called Rabbi Mane, Bere, his son, Havu ka mitzarele de benisi'a. Okay, Rabbi Mane was the son of Rabbi Yona. It seems that the benisi'a, that was the house of the nasi, the house of the president, or the people of the president's house, they were giving him a lot of problems. They were mitzarele him. Ishtatah al kivra de abu. So he went to his father's grave to pray. I mean, Rabbi Mani went to Rabbi Yonah's grave in order to pray because they were giving him a hard time, the people of the Ben Asi. Amar le Abba Abba. He cried to his father, Hane mitzaruni. These people, they're giving me a lot of agony. Yoma had havu kahalfe hatam. So one day, the men, the president's men, they were riding on their horses by their father's grave. What happened? In kot karad lesusatayu, the legs of the horses got stuck in the ground right by the kever. Ad de kabilu alayu de lo kam mitzarule. Until they accepted upon themselves that they're not going to agonize the rabbi anymore. They realized, why are we getting stuck by this rabbi's grave over here? Must be because we're doing his son, we're giving him trouble. So the horses couldn't move. They realized we have to make teshuvah, so they accepted it upon themselves. Come to Gemara continues. Vetu, another story. Rabbi Mane, haba shakiyah kamed Rabbi Yitzhak ben Eliashiv. Rabbi Mane used to be frequent to a great rabbi called Rabbi Yitzhak ben Eliashiv. Amar le, he said, Atire debe hameh. He says, my father-in-law, this is Rabbi Mane talking, he says, my father-in-law's house, they're very wealthy people, kam mitzaruli, and they give me a lot of agony because they become arrogant. Uh-huh. And therefore, because of all their wealth, my father-in-law's house, they're giving me a lot of tzar. So what did Rabbi Yitzhak ben Eliashiv say? Amar le'anu. Let them become poor. And And what happened?
Vianu. They became poor, just on one word of the rabbi.
But what happened? Amar kadahakuni.
After that, now they want my money. Because they became poor. Now my in-laws are coming along. They say they want panasa.
Amar li'atru.
Okay, they should become rich again.
And what happened?
Li'atru.
They became wealthy again. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar, one time Rabbani said to Rabbi Yitzhak Bal Yashiv, Lo mikable alai in shebeti. He says like this, my wife, she's not appealing to me. It seems she was ugly, and there was she doesn't appeal to me, my wife.
Amar this, so the rabbi said, Mashema,
what's her name? So he says, Hannah, the name is Hannah. So the rabbi says, fine, Tityapi Hannah. Let Hannah become pretty beautiful. And what happened? Vinityapit. She became beautiful.
Amar de ka megandira alai. Now that she became beautiful, she became haughty over him. Now she became a big shot. Now she's giving him more troubles than she did when she was ugly.
So Amar le ihache tachzor Hannah l'shachrerute.
Let Hannah go back to being black again,
to being ugly. Which means he gave her back the curse. V'hazra Hannah l'shachrerute. And what happened? She went back to her ugly way. Hanehu tere talmide. There were two students. Dehavu kameh. The Rabbi Yitzhak ben Eliashiv. They were in front of Rabbi Yitzhak ben Eliashiv. They were learning in front of him. Right? So they said like this, Nibe'e mor rahame alan dinihkim tuba. Please pray for us. We want to become hachamim in Torah. Could you pray for us? Amar lehu emi haita. She says, I had this ability. Which means there was a time where I had this ability. However, ushlachtiha, which means it left me. And now my tefillot are not able to be accepted as they used to be. That's the way it's explained, which means he was giving an excuse. He didn't want to bother Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now everyone's going to come with a tefillah, now pray for me, I get smart. So he gave an excuse. He said, that power that I used to have, I don't have it anymore. Therefore, they wouldn't ask him for these things. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.